Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
History before it happens. I thought we were going to go with the cold open. Yeah, that's all right. History before it happens. The tag, little glitch there. That's all right. The tagline of a man I respect. I absolutely love this man. Gerald Celeni is my guest for today. Have got a great open for you. Folks, if you're not familiar with Gerald Celeni, he is the man behind the Trends Journal. This is the new cover of this week's Trends Journal, which you'll be able to see on the screen momentarily. But I've got to tell you, every issue is information-packed. And if you're not a subscriber of the Trends Journal, please do yourself a favor. Do me a favor, but do yourself a favor. And that is subscribe to the Trends Journal. This is one of the most, at least in my view, this is one of the most accurate publications of history before it happens than anything out there. And I'm not, you know how much I read, folks, right? I mean, I read all of the time. And you might think, well, you're just pushing stuff because, just because. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm telling you something. When you read, for example, when you read this week's Trends Journal, you're going to understand things about Ukraine that you won't get elsewhere. You're going to understand things about the markets. And you might think, well, the markets, I'm not in the market. Well, neither am I. But that affects everything about the economy and about society in general. And that is, of course, the product, the intellectual product of Gerald Celeni. So please go to trendsjournal.com. That's trendsjournal.com. The link will be in the program description box at hagmanpi.com for that. But we're going to start out with what should have been a cold open, but that's okay. But I want you to take a look at something, because I talked about accuracy. Watch this short clip. It's about 2 minutes in length. Watch this short clip and tell me, explain to me after this why you're not a subscriber of the Trends Journal. Watch this.
What's going on in the markets today? Again, the Trends Journal is history before it happens. Unlike the major media, which is nothing more than
bullshit.
These are the facts. Today, the Dow is down almost 400 points. Very bad day over there in Asia, not great in Europe. We warned about this. These are just a few of the clips of what I said was going to happen. It's going to start happening in late September, October. Reality is going to set in. But as we said, the big decline is going to start happening in September into October. Again, we believe they're going to start going down in September and October. But don't worry. Things are going to look good during the summer. You're not going to get the reality until the end of September and October. The reality is going to start hitting in mid-September. They're saying the worst is yet to come in late September and October. I maintain my forecast that late September into October, that's when you're going to see the big decline. Trends Journal had forecast that the markets would go down late September and into October on the economic front. We had forecast that the markets would go down in September, late September, October.
That was an assembly of clips from the video, the intellectual product, again, of Gerald Celeni, the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. If you go to that website, you can see that either on YouTube or from the channel. But I've got to tell you, we are now in that time period, and we have to start paying attention to what's happening around us. With that, I'm going to bring Mr. Celeni on. Thank you, Gerald, for coming on. I owe you a great big... I'm going to drive over to to where you're at and get you a big steak dinner, because I love what you do, and I think that's the least I can do. Glad to see you.
Thank you. It's very kind of you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So,
and I'm honored to be on with you, and I admire so much what you do and the people that you bring on and what you give the people.
Well, thanks, man.
Because it's so hard to find anymore. It's all the censorship going on, and just the one line of crap that the government and the mainstream media sells is just so disgusting.
You know, we're fighting censorship, as everyone is. And pretty much every day I get an email saying, hey, I can't find you on this platform or that platform. And then I look, and of course, we've been to platform more than I can count. But the bottom line here is the people who want to find us do find us, kind of like you. The people that really want the truth can get your publication. And again, I highly recommend the Trends Journal. So, look, I want you unplugged, man. What is on your heart besides the cover this week of this week's Trends Journal, Fetterman, which, by the way, is from my state. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm not responsible for this moron. We are going. By the way, folks, hang on a second. If you get merchandise, Gerald Salini's got some merchandise. I think what I'm going to do, and I'm serious about this, I'm going to send him. I'm going to send Fetterman a hoodie. This, in fact, if you can hold that up, that's great. I'm going to send him a hoodie just like this.
Yeah, we have the hoodies. Yep. Here's the back of his shirt.
And you know, that's my message to Fetterman. But folks, take advantage of the merchandise as well. But what's on your heart? I want you unplugged. Tell the people what the heck is going on right now, what we should be looking at. I mean, just let her rip here.
Well, let's go back to the markets.
All right.
First of all, what people need to understand is that when the Fed raises interest rates, it takes about 18 months for the effects to happen.
Yep.
And now we're hitting that. Let's go back to 2021 when inflation was skyrocketing. You had the crap spewing out of the mouths of these little clowns, arrogant little boy Jerome Powell and Ms. Faccia Brut, Janet Yellen, our Treasury Secretary. Hey, Salenti and the rest of you people, you're full of crap. There is no inflation. It's only temporary. You don't know what you're talking about. And then they came out and said, no, it's only transitory. And even the other clown out there, the former head of the International Mafia Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, that's now ahead of the ECB. Oh, there's no inflation. It's only temporary. The ECB did not start raising interest rates until July of last year, and the Fed didn't start raising them until March of last year, 2022.
Right.
They should have been raising them. And again, people forget what happened and why inflation is so high. Because the little clown boys and girls running the countries near you call the COVID war. We're fighting the COVID war. We're fighting the COVID war. They called it a war, by the way. These are the facts. They're in the Trends Journal. They called it a war because people march off to war very easily. So going back, they dumped in countless trillions of dollars to artificially prop up the markets. Close down your business. Stay at home. Here's free money. Oh, we're going to bring interest rates down to zero. And in the EU, we're going to keep them negative. So they artificially propped up the global economy, and that's why inflation happened. But they don't talk about that. They only said it was temporary and transitory so they could keep their lie going. Okay, so now, as we said, when they started doing this is going to take months to happen. It doesn't happen right away.
Mm-hmm.
So now the inflation impact is being felt. Going back to the markets. Why would you play the markets when you have interest rates where they are and you can get treasuries and money market funds and you can get your 5% or more without gambling, and it's a pretty safe bet?
Right.
That's why the markets are going down. And the reality is hitting. And here's the important point of this. The people are suffering. The average person, all the data is there. What, 61% of the people living paycheck to paycheck?
Yep.
You know, it's on and on and on. So reality doesn't hit the street until the markets crash. That's when it really goes down big. And we are on the cusp of a market crash. I believe that in October, we're going to see what happens. Again, you know, they could change the game by saying that we're going to lower interest rates. And that'll temporarily push it down a little bit. But your global debt level is over nearly $310 trillion. The United States debt level is $33 trillion. Oh, now interest rates have gone up. Now you got to pay more on your debt level. And then again, what no one's talking about or barely talking about and only talking about in bits and pieces is that the banking system is going to crash. And the reason being is that our forecast that we made 3 years plus ago when they started locking down everything, an office building bust. People were saying after they made people work at home and they were home week after week, month after month, year after year, they're saying to themselves, holy Christ, I was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to commute an hour and a half each way to work. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing it. Now, the person that employs these people has 10 floors in a building. Say, listen, stay home two days a week. I don't care. I don't need all this office space. The office occupancy rate in the United States and in the 10 largest cities is around 20%.
Unbelievable.
It's at the office occupancy rate is at 47%. The office vacancy rate is around 20%.
Okay.
So 53% of the people are not going back to work 5 days a week. And your vacancy rate, there's nobody in the buildings, is nearly 20%. You own the buildings. How the hell are you going to pay your loans? You're not.
No.
Oh, and you can't get a new one because the interest rates are so high and nobody wants to give them to you because you got a losing bet over here. So the banks are going to crash because there's going to be a default on office buildings that were overbuilt even before the COVID war began. But no one's talking about that.
All right. Just to be clear, so you're talking about the crash of commercial real estate, basically, which is at the, I believe you said, what, 53%? An incredible number in terms of...
This is according to Castle Systems with a K.
Okay.
The office occupancy rate, meaning how many people are going back to work, is only at 47% right now.
All right.
So it's down 53% compared to what it was before the COVID war happened.
There we go.
The office vacancy rate, meaning the offices are totally vacant, at the 10 largest cities is around 20%.
I certainly can verify that. I was at a physician's appointment yesterday, and he's in a building, an office building, with other professionals, of course. And I would say probably one out of three of the office areas, independent of the physician's office, is vacant. And I was talking to him, too, about he was saying he's short-handed, he's short-staffed, and we were talking about his inability to get anyone to work. He said, look, people want to work from home. They think that they can, like nurses think that they can nurse from home. You can't do that, you know, or bookkeepers, appointment schedulers, that kind of thing. This mentality has changed. Like you predicted initially, and then, of course, they're talking about now.
Yeah, again, go back to before the COVID war. They didn't have this problem where people didn't want to go to work. And not only commute, but now you can't find people to work. The whole game has changed. Look here. I'm not making this stuff up. Again, we warned when the COVID war happened and everything was locked down. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And each week we'd be putting in the Trends Journal, this is the 55th week, of how many people are being fired in the layoffs. And now we've been doing how many stores are closing down and going out of business. And 2 days ago, Target announced they're closing down another 9 stores. And the reason? High crime rates and violence against their employees. This is from Bloomberg yesterday. Cost of living stress fuels crime wave in Australia and New Zealand. The theft is brazen, organized, increasingly violent, and costing the two nations an estimated $10 billion. This more shoplifting frenzy continues. UK, Australia, Zealand. Okay. This did not exist before the COVID war. It did not exist before the COVID war.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I don't want to break your stride, but what I do, folks, I've got to show you this because to me, my wife and I were, after my doctor's appointment, my wife and I were talking, and I happened to be, this is a true story, I happened to be in preparation for today, watching the video. This is late at night. And this jumped out at me, folks. Watch this. 2 minutes in length. This is what you're all feeling and what Gerald Celeni, the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, is saying. Watch this.
But don't worry. When all else fails, they take you to war. Hey, United States sending more tanks over there, huh? Oh, yeah, more long-range missiles to fight the Ukraine war. And again, we have a whole section in here. Week after week, Ukraine war trend.
You know
up
what? Here. I screwed up on and that. Again, that should have been segment one. You were right, Eric the Tech. That should have been segment one. 10:50 in this. Do you mind if... Can you flip that?
They're buying.
There we go.
And today, Target closed 9 stores. And you know what? Citing theft and employee safety. Oh, yeah. Hey, Target. What, do you got a fat mouth? Why don't you say why this happened? How about somebody saying why it's happened other than us? Because of the fucking bastards and bitches that locked down the fucking economy to fight the COVID war. We're fighting the COVID war. We're little pieces of shit. We're fighting the COVID war. And the scumbags, the media that sold the fear and hysteria. This did not exist before the COVID war. All you little prostitute war whores. Yep. War whores on parade. That's all you are. This did not exist. And as I said, and in your Trends Journal, going back to March of 2020, when things began to lock down, and by April, 97% of America is locked down. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And they've lost it. That's just some of your economic data in this week's Trends Journal.
And there it is, folks. I'm telling you, you've got to subscribe to the Trends Journal. But that really struck home to me. And I want to thank you for speaking out very plainly, boldly, and with truth. Thank you so very much for that. But you're right. I mean, none of this existed before this crap that we saw.
No. Look, I left my heart in San Francisco, huh? Yeah, no kidding. Look what, and again, the COVID war in the United States was brought to you first by the little geeks, these little boys that look like crap and dress like crap with their T-shirts and jeans.
Yep.
Here's the story. That guy Dorsey used to have Twitter. Again, all the facts as they're happening, we were writing about it. In February 2020, he was supposed to go to South Africa. No, I'm not going to South Africa because of COVID. And told everybody to can't go to work. The COVID war hit the United States. It hit Kirkland, Washington. Kirkland, Washington? Why are they reporting that? Oh, you mean Kirkland, Washington? What did it hit? Oh, it was hitting nursing homes? And hitting people that were ready to die anyway? The geeks were the first ones to close down. After Twitter, then Facebook, Google, Microsoft, one after another. They were the first ones to close down. And you know why? Because their business boomed. As everybody is ordering from home, can't go out. You got to buy online. You got to live online. You got to Zoom online. And we're doing fine. Our business is booming. They were the first ones to call the lockdowns. Now let's go again. Trend forecasting. All things are connected. What were the first banks to fail? Oh, Silicon Valley Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean the Silicon con men? That all of it. Oh, the whole business is booming. Now we have IPOs. We got this and that. Invest in this, invest in that. We'll make up any crap we want. Again, but all that's forgotten. They have destroyed this economy and the world. And again, let's take another look at it. Just as the people didn't want to go back to work after, because I'm not commuting every day, the kids that are staying home day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, they don't want to go back to school. They hated school, like I hated school. And so I don't want to go back to school. Now look at what's going on in school. Look how dumbed down the kids are. This is all a result of the COVID war. Oh, and you know who gave it to us? Happy Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat. That's when they launched it. Your cover of the January 28th Trends Journal that came out in the COVID war a week earlier in China. Coronavirus, 106 dead in China. And our next line was 1.4 billion still alive. What are you telling me this crap for? But again, people have no reason to know why the Chinese did it. I used to be on Hong Kong TV continually in 2019. They had riots and protests going on in Hong Kong that the Chinese couldn't stop. I talked to the guy. I'm on like 20 minutes a show. And I say to the guy, we take a break. I said, listen, Frank, what's going on over there? Mr. Salenti, we're not stopping. We're not going to let the Chinese take over. Hong Kong, a city of 7.5 million people, over a million people were taking to the streets. The Chinese couldn't stop it. You can't get a million people to protest in America out of 332 million. But they had over a million people. They launched the COVID war. We're closing down everything. You're not allowed to go out. We're passing an emergency law. Boom, it's over in Hong Kong. But not only was it over in Hong Kong, one of our top trends for 2022, we put them out in December, just before the COVID war happened, was New World Disorder. There were protests going on in 2019 in Lebanon, in Algeria, in France with the yellow vests, in Chile, all in Bolivia, in all over the world, people were taking to the streets in protest of lack of basic living standards, government corruption, crime, and violence. But they all launched the COVID war. India, you can't go out. Get back in your home. You're not allowed to protest. You're not allowed to go to work. We'll tell you what to do. That's what happened. And in America, the country that fights to go bring freedom and democracy to countries around the world, you got little pieces of crap like the arrogant Gavin Newsom over there. Oh, you're in Pennsylvania. How about that little wolf? That little puppy dog wolf. Oh, DeWine in Ohio, Whitmer in Michigan, arrogant Andy Cuomo in New York. Close down your business. Stay at home. No, you're not allowed to see your friends, your parents, and your loved ones that are dying in hospitals and nursing homes. Yeah, America, the land of the free, the land of the freaks. Oh, need more proof? How about the guy that's our president? Out of his mind, right in front of your eyes. Oh, no. How about the Republican majority leader? Dimwit, dumb, frozen stiff Mitch McConnell. Can't speak a word. All right. They've destroyed this country. And if we don't have a new government coming in, it's over. It's over. This is the decline of the empire. Right in front of your eyes. It's like watching those old movies about the decline of the Roman Empire and the freaks that were in the Senate running the show. Their freaks are right in front of your eyes now.
You know, let me ask you a question, because this has bothered me. I've heard the answers, many answers to this question, many of the same answers. But just like when you talked about Target closing 9 stores because of theft and employee safety, okay? Obviously, blue cities, the majority of murder in cities, period. Other stores closing up. Also, the conformity to the COVID mandates. What the hell? Why aren't we fighting back? Why aren't we shooting the friggin' looters? And when somebody says put on a mask, why don't we tell them F you? And the next time, which I believe there will be a next time, that they say, okay, we've got this new variant virus or whatever, we're going to have a lockdown. Do you expect people to say, and this is a question I'm going to ask you, do you expect resistance this time? Have we learned our lesson, or are we going to go back to, okay, what do you think?
Some people will keep look, I buy organic food as much as I can.
Uh-huh.
I go to the health food store over here in Kingston. A third of the people are wearing masks.
Oh.
Yep. And again, back in Pennsylvania. Oh, who was the little clown boy girl that was your health department leader over there?
Oh, yeah. All Dick Levine.
Yeah. Rachel Richard Levine. Yeah. How could anybody with a brain bigger than a pea look up to that slobby looking clown and him giving you health advice? Oh, and by the way, I don't say this with arrogance. I say it with fact. This is the first book I worked on back in the 1980s, Natural Healing. Mm. There was not one word coming out of the mainstream media or the clowns like little Rachel Levine about getting in good health, about building up your immune system, about taking, look at this. This is the clown telling us what to do. This is the clown telling us what to do. So anyway, going back to the masks, how about the box? Here it is, right here. You ready? These masks do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection, but don't forget to wear them all the time. And don't forget, there you go. Look at it. Look at this. It's a clown show.
You can't make this crap up, man.
I know. If you would make a movie, if you would make a science fiction movie, you couldn't come up with one better than this, because how did it all begin? What was the first thing people did when the COVID war began? They ran to the supermarket to buy toilet paper.
And
I'm not making that up.
Explain that to me. I mean, of all things...
You know that the Neanderthals were using Scott newspaper, Scott toilet paper? That's the only way to clean yourself is with toilet paper. There's no other way of doing it. And by the way, when you masturbate, don't forget to sanitize your hands first. And that little arrogant clown boy, Fauci, never shake hands again with anybody. I'm not making that up. He said we should never shake hands.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you can't make this. You can't make any of this up.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I got like a billion things to ask you. But you know what, folks? Again, I'm gonna keep doing this because a lot of the answers to the questions I'm asking have been in the Trends Journal. Two things real quick. I love the feature where you can go back in time. If you go to trendsjournal.com and you're a subscriber, you can go back in previous issues. And you can see just exactly how right this man is. And was. And the second thing is, and Eric the Tech had to actually walk me through this. Did you know, this week's 158 pages, I believe. Did you know you can listen to it on your Kindle device? Okay, I didn't know. I don't know how long that's been there, probably forever. But you can. So you not only can you read it, but you can listen to it. That's the Trends Journal at trendsjournal.com. And no, I don't get paid for saying this, but I'll tell you what. If I find something that I really like and I think is beneficial, I share it with the people that I care about, and I care about the audience. Okay, sir. Okay. So basically, we're screwed at the moment, given the situation we have. All right.
Yes, and not the way I like to be screwed,
Not in a good way. ain't no happy ending here.
Yeah, going back, this is from the Trends Journal from April 14th, 2020. Again, your hometown. In Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Wolf added stay-at-home orders on 9 counties above the 10 already covered by the order for a total of 19 counties and 3/4 of the state's 12.8 million residents. Movement is restricted to certain health travel or travel to jobs at an employer the governor designates as, quote, life-sustaining. You ready? As of last Friday, 407 residents had died from coronavirus, and that equaled 0.004% of the population.
Oh, my Lord.
And as I said, they called it a war. Playing the war card, Governor Ned Lamont remember, this is April of 2020, stated, quote, "This is a war that is never won. It's a war that we have to fight out, figure out how we will wind it down in the safest possible way for the people." And then we go on. At that time, 0.015% of the people died of COVID. And again, these are the facts.
Okay.
The majority of the people that died of COVID had 2.6 pre-existing comorbidities.
Yep.
And giving young kids the vaccinations, again, these are CDC numbers, over the course of 2 years, under 2,000 1 to 17-year-olds died of COVID out of 73 million. And according to the CDC, 61% of those hospitalized were suffering from obesity.
What a surprise that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So going back to your question, the morons will keep doing what morons do, swallow government crap.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is going to seem like a kind of a turnoff here, but it is a relevant segue. You wrote a book, folks. Joe Cellini is a talented, prolific writer. He wrote a book titled What ZZ Gave Homeboy, a true story about love, wisdom, and the soul of America. This came out, 21 years ago, all right, plus. But I'm going to tell you something. When you read that book, and I would urge you, the link will be at Hagman PI in the program description box. It brought a tear to my eye because what America once was, the fact that we had actual pride in our appearance, pride in our ethics, in our morals, to this in a very short amount of time. I think you showed a picture in your video of your parents' wedding in 1934, and that prompted me to grab a picture of my parents' wedding picture. And you know, a couple of things. Everyone was dressed just absolutely perfectly, and everyone was, and there was hardly anyone. I think maybe I saw one or two that were obese, and probably not even obese by today's standards. So, folks, if you haven't done so already, get this gem of a book, What Zizi Gave Homeboy, A True Story About Love, Wisdom, and the Soul of America. It's available on Amazon, and I'll tell you something, it's well worth a read. And thank you for writing that. What a wonderful testament to your family.
You know, every day I have on the wall over here, I have pictures of all my aunts and uncles and grandparents and great grand, one of my great grandmother. And every day I thank them. I have a cup of espresso and I thank them for who I am because of who they are and what they made me. I wouldn't be me without them. As they say, if my mother was a drug addict and I didn't know who my father was, you'd think I'd be who I am. And as again, I show that picture of what Zizi gave Honey Boy. Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. Zia is Aunt Zizi, is your auntie. And in the picture here, they're 1934. And they're all dressed elegantly. And my father, may he rest in peace, worked in a fish store. They were construction laborers. And women worked in factories. And they all had a dignity and a respect. And it was the American spirit. And that spirit is gone. And, you know, I own three of the most historic buildings in America. It's the only place in America with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner. And it's in Kingston, New York, which Kingston was the first capital of New York State. But the British burnt it down after the Battle of Saratoga, and they moved it to Albany. And it's the third Dutch settlement. I was looking to leave the country back in 2010. Because I had enough of the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama and the wars. And oh, what happened in Libya? Is everybody happy with it? Over 11,000 people dead because of the dam burst? Because Obama wanted Gaddafi has to go? Libya was the richest country in Africa. And the people had more rights and benefits than most of the world. Oh, yeah. And then it turned into a hellhole. But anyway, that was the Obama. Assad has to go as he destroyed Syria. The Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner that had the troop surge in Afghanistan. So anyway, I was looking to leave. And back in 2012, we were opening the Trends Journal in Germany. And I'd never been to Germany before. And I was in Berlin. And they're taking me around. Here's East Berlin, blah, 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 blah. And I'm saying to myself, this place was grander than Paris before it was bombed out. And I spent a lot of time in Paris. And I'm thinking, everywhere I looked, you know, buildings no taller than 16 stories tall, parks everywhere. Beautiful. And about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, sitting outside in Berlin, looking across the street, the sidewalks wide enough for cafe tables, 4 and 5 deep, place to walk and to bicycle. And I'm looking at this beautiful German building across the street. And maybe 1880s, and at the same height, all new construction. And I realized everywhere I looked, the same thing. Beautiful German buildings and all new construction. As I said, to me, Germany was, back in the 1930s, it was grander than Paris. And you think of the Germans in the 1930s, at the height of scientific, cultural, philosophical, at the top. And I'm saying to myself, why didn't the people stop this before everything was destroyed? Where were the people? How come they weren't fighting? Wow. And I came back I was there for 10 days, left on April 17th, 2012, and came back on April 27th. And there was a for sale sign on the Franz Rogan house, which is right near my office building, 1750 building. And I called the agent up. I had her here on April 30th. I took possession of the building on June 1st. And then I ended up buying the other three. The other one's a museum. I bought one in foreclosure. The other one was vacant for 5 years, a 1763 Dr. Jensen House and a 1774 Academy, one of the first public schools in America. And I bought these buildings because I realized I can't run away. I'm only me because I'm a Napolitano, born in the Bronx, born to be free. If I was born anywhere else, I wouldn't be me. Love it or leave it? No, you leave it. Don't you tell me what to do. I am an American. I am a patriot. The seeds of democracy was sown here. That's why I bought these buildings. I launched Occupy Peace. I have rallies here all the time. Because the seeds of democracy was sown here, and now they're robbing it from us. I'm not making this up. The Constitution that was written for Kingston, for New York State in Kingston, over 70% of America's Constitution comes from that Constitution. And John Jay, the Supreme Court judge, right across the street, he was a judge over here.
Oh, wow.
So that's why I fight for freedom.
Wow. You know, the things, I knew you owned the building or buildings. I didn't know the significance of all of them, and especially what you just said. But you could tell, you know, your heart, where your heart is. And folks, that is who Gerald Celeni is. He's a fighter. He's not going to give up. And you know what? You don't like it here. Get the hell out.
That's right. Don't tell me what. And again, you know, I'm crying. My heart's broken. Yeah, you talked about my Jizzy book. And by the way, you can get it on at the Trends Journal site.
Okay.
Rather than going to Amazon. And the Neapolitans were different than the rest of Italy. And every Italian will tell you. We cry our heart out with passion. And I'll slit your throat if you screw with me. We go from zero to that. And that's no BS. And by the way, I used to teach. I had my own school. I taught close combat for many years. So this is a line of BS. You know, you mess with me. We attack the attacker. We don't want to fight. But if you come at me, you're dead. And that's the way America is, the spirit of our founding fathers, George Washington. Do not become involved in any foreign entanglement.
Yep.
This crap has been going on, he said, basically for centuries. We're not going to fix it. But if you come to attack us, then Jack, you're dead.
Yep. Exactly. And this, you know, it brings me to this Ukraine crap. That little snippet that you saw earlier, if we can play that, because I was looking for this clip, and for some reason I was unable to find it, what you played in your video. But folks, understand who we are, who we in our name have been supporting, and what happened in Canada, yesterday or the day before, I can't even keep track of, I guess day before, honoring a friggin' Nazi. You know, you think that was by accident? Maybe it's incompetence. I don't know. But it certainly didn't look good. But let's play the clip about Ukraine, speaking of foreign entanglements, from Gerald Celeni's Trends Journal, the website. Go ahead.
But don't worry. When all else fails, they take you to war. Hey, United States sending more tanks over there, huh? Oh, yeah, more long-range missiles to fight the Ukraine war. And again, we have a whole section in here, week after week, Ukraine war trend update. And again, as we've said, they've lost this war. And it's only the war whores that are keeping it going. Yep, we said long ago, don't count on the counteroffensive. Remember the spring counteroffensive that didn't start until the summer? And how all the fat mouths were bragging of how Ukraine was going to win? They gained next to nothing. A couple of meters. Yeah, for the guy that's the president of Ukraine, a real hero, Zelensky, who plays the piano with his penis. Not making it up. And now he shows up and he's like a Fetterman the way he dresses. Look at him. Isn't that great? Oh, yeah. Like he just came out of the foxhole, right? Look at the, he's a guy still, he's still an actor. You got it? He's not a fighter. He's an actor. And look how the United States supports them, huh? All you clowns in Congress that support this, go over there and fight or shut your fucking mouth and stop stealing my money. Stop stealing my money. Yep, there you got it. Only believe Zelensky. He could play the piano with his penis. There's your cover of your Trends Journal. And again, here's your cover of this week's Trends Journal. And maybe him and Fetterman should have a little duo. Yeah, maybe they both, I don't know if, I don't know if Fetterman could play the piano with his penis. He's too tall.
Rough problem to have indeed. But you know, I just, again, I look at that, what you put out, but I look at that and I think, how in the world can any rational, sane human being back this man? And, you know, I guess what's in it for them, but, you write a lot about, you have written a lot about Ukraine and about the failures there. So thank you for that. What's your thoughts on, what are your thoughts on Ukraine right now and what's going to be happening there?
You know, as I said, when all else fails, they take you to war. What followed the Great Depression?
War.
What followed the dot-com bust? The war on terror.
Yeah, yeah.
And people, again, you know, I do a podcast every Wednesday with Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's great. You know, there's nobody to me that knows the Constitution, Bill of Rights, better than him. And we were talking about, you know, World War II. And he said, of course, you know, the people don't know that the United States put sanctions on Japan. And that led up to Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
So I Google up American sanctions on Japan. And it brings me to History Today, the you know, establishment website. I'm going to be 77 years old. I never knew this. You could read it. In July of 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt seized all Japanese assets in America. And then he did this. You know why? Because those dirty Japanese, they invaded French Indochina. Say, wait a minute. French Indochina, you mean Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos? That the French are there stealing their tin and their rubber and enslaving and killing the people? What the hell are the French doing? And they call it French Indochina. What are they doing over there? Right. And why are we involved in this? Then it goes on to say that the United States also became concerned when they took over Cameron Air Force Base, which was only 800 miles away from where the United States troops were stationed in Philippines. And I said, what the hell are we doing in the Philippines? Oh, and then those dirty Japanese threw the English out of Shanghai. Why? The sun never sets on the British Empire. How dare they throw them out? Oh, and the Dutch as well. So the Dutch, the English, again, this is in History Today, put sanctions on Japan and stop 3/4 of their export trade and cut off 88% of their imported oil. 88%? You mean Japan imports 100%, so only had 12% of the oil that they needed? Can't understand why they bombed Pearl Harbor. And nobody. And what I'm saying, they're going to make something up just like little Georgie Bush did. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. And 88% of the people swallowed his crap. They're going to do the same thing with Ukraine.
Same thing. Yeah, I absolutely believe that. The war machine, the cogs, the gears are really engaged in Ukraine. And you know, the more I look at Ukraine and the more I understand about it, what a money laundering sewage pit that is. And really a money-making machine for the neocons and for the Washington establishment. I mean, it's just it's ridiculous. I'm sure that I'm sure that this is going to continue in a very ugly way. I really am.
Just to what you call about corrupt, just to everyone to make clear, that's not words coming out of your mouth or your thought. Again, this is in your Trends Journal.
Yep.
The latest poll out of Ukraine, 89% of the people are concerned about the corruption in their country.
Jeez.
That's from the Ukrainian people.
Yeah, and that obviously says something. And see, folks, okay, some of this is sinking in, obviously. I kind of took that as my own, but some of this is sinking in. Definitely subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. You will not be sorry, I'm telling you. Plus, you have the ability to get the archives as well, should you want to look things up and verify what Mr. Salini has said. Plus, a new feature that I actually really love. And that's the text aloud feature on your Kindle device. You can actually have it read to you if, in fact, you don't want to read it. But I like to print some pages out and have it available here for show prep and show content. So the Trends Journal. But if you're sucking air right now in the U.S., Canada, elsewhere, I'll tell you what, wherever you're listening to this at, do yourself a favor, subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. I love your passion, your kindheartedness, and the fact of your intelligence and your knowledge about history. What should, I guess, you know, in the remaining several minutes we have, I mean, I know I've taken a lot of your time through the video clips and such, but what do you want to say to the American people? What's on your heart? Because I'm going to be quiet now, but what do you want to convey to people who are watching and listening to this?
No, I appreciate everything you're saying. You have to be quiet. Because what you're saying is really resonates and it's so true. Number one, get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You're in a fight for your life. And the best shape you get in, the better you fight. And we're in the fight for our lives. And prepare for the worst. We don't give financial advice. As you know, in the magazine, you mentioned this week's 158 pages. And that's what it averages, about 160 pages a week. You read and listen to what you want. But there are no ads. So nobody tells us what to do. And we don't give financial advice. But here's what we're saying. Gold prices are going to continue to go down as long as interest rates stay high and the dollar is strong. The dollar is now at an 8-month high. When they start lowering interest rates, this is the beginning of the death of the dollar. And gold prices are going to spike beyond what is imaginable, as we believe, well over $2,000 to $3,000 an ounce easily.
Okay, so Eric the Tech, remind me to stop at Menendez's house to pick up those gold bars. Go ahead.
So it's going to happen when they start lowering interest rates. The dollar is only artificially propped up. Again, the debt levels are beyond the belief. It's over. Now, what's also going to bring gold prices up is when the global economy goes down. And again, the data is coming out. The shipping numbers are way down. It's across the board. So when the economies go down real bad, people look for safe haven assets. And to me, gold is number one. So that is, again, we don't give financial advice. That's our trend for it. And that's what we do, by the way, with the magazine. We give you what's being reported,
yep,
how they're reporting it. Then we give our trends analysis This is the way we see it. So, you know, it's not propaganda. We're saying this is our analysis. And then we give our trend forecast. This is where it's going. And nobody does that. So that's what we see going on. So we're telling people you better prepare for the worst. And going back, there's going to be a false flag event or a nuclear exchange of some kind, whether it's a nuclear power plant going up or the lies, just like they did with that. They claimed that Russia bombed a city in Ukraine that killed, you know, dozens of innocent people. It wasn't the Russians that did it. It was the Ukraine's missile that went in the wrong direction and killed them. They lied going back that the Russians had sent a missile in and it hit Poland. It wasn't the Russians' missile that hit Poland. It was Ukrainian missile that hit Poland. So they're going to make up a lie. Again, just like they continue to do time and time again. And if you don't believe me, believe little daddy's boy, Georgie Bush, with a pecker smaller than this thing over here, a little nothing of a nobody. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. And Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda, a total lie that the people swallowed.
Well, you prepare for the worst. I've been feeling that myself. Do you think, not that this matters much, I suppose, but the upcoming 2024 presidential elections, I mean, do you see those even happening? I mean,
it's a crime syndicate, either group. Again, you know, just a quick background. I began my career working on major political campaigns in Westchester County. It was the richest county in America. And they were grooming me. They sent me to Albany. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate at 26 years old. I got a picture. I was chief government affairs specialist for the chemical industry back in the 70s. I was killing environmental legislation at the height of the environmental movement. Mm. All I wanted to do was make money. And I was staying at the Willard Hotel at 28 and putting my meetings on at the Hay Adams. And I started to grow up around 32. Anyway, I have a photograph of me when I picked up Ronald Reagan at the Chicago Hilton in 1976. And with him and Mike Deaver, and took him over and put on a brunch with 16 of our board of directors. And then he spoke for our group. And so I've been with presidents, prime ministers, and princes. I wouldn't know what I know if I was on the other side. So it's a crime syndicate. That's all it is. When I quit the Senate, nobody could believe it. I said, I'm not going to stay here. All it is grown men groveling to suck their way up to the top. We'd be BSing in the back of the chamber, and a clown opens the door. Senator, a sergeant at arms opening the door. I said, what's the matter? These guys, wait, we got to hire a guy to open the door? And then my buddies would leave and they'd follow the senator to his seat and they'd pull it out and help him sit down. I said, what's the matter, man? Cat can't sit down by himself. He needs some help. So, Gerald, if you don't, you're not going to make it here if you have that kind of an attitude. And that's when I quit. But I've been on the other side. It's a freak show. The only way this country is going to change is a new third party. And to me, the only candidate, and I disagree with a number of his points, particularly on Israel, and climate change, but on a lot of other points I agree with him, is RFK Jr. And
I agree with you on that. I mean, yeah, climate change, not so much. Israel, not so much. But I'm right there with you.
And when I had a rally up here in May, I had his assistant, his campaign manager, mm-hmm. Dennis Kucinich, was one of the speakers. So and I spoke with RFK. And I'm in contact with Kucinich, and I tell them exactly the way I feel about things. And I told them that, you know, Kennedy should be right on top right now, you know, on different issues. And to me, that's the only possible change. And think about it. Your father was assassinated, and your uncle, who was the president of the United States, was assassinated. What kind of heart would you have?
When you're denied the Secret Service protection by Biden.
Yep.
Yeah.
And when you say that the CIA killed my uncle and my father.
Yeah. It's amazing. Mr. Salani, thank you so very much for joining me. I mean, it was a heartfelt discussion. I appreciate you, everything that you do, and I appreciate your Trends Journal and everything, all of your writings, your books, and I thank you. Please come back.
Oh, anytime. Thank you for all that you do in the true meaning of the American spirit. Thank you.
God bless you, my friend. That'll do it. Have a good day, folks.